for you are the God of my salvation. Rescue me from my enemies. Protect me from those who rise against me. In the name of Jesus. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Lamb of God, Jesus predicted it, and now it's happening just like he said. Jesus said that the Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of men, Matthew 17, and that the Son of Man will be turned over to the Gentiles to be mocked, flogged, and crucified, Matthew 20. And now there he stands in the courtroom on trial, and he is accused as a lawbreaker, as one who has sinned gravely. And here are the charges. This preacher Jesus, he is a clear and present danger. He is a political keg of dynamite. He's way too popular. Roman Homeland Security and the Latin NSA have had him under surveillance for the last 3 years. They've been listening in on his sermons, his tweets, his texts, his phone calls, his catechesis, and his prayers even. Yes, they know what he prayed. And they have every right to do so because he's really perverse, totally unpatriotic. He turns loyal citizens against Lord Caesar. He's against paying taxes too. How depraved and immoral can you get? I mean, why do they even want a trial? I mean, they just as well take him out to a dark back alley and, well, you know, pull a Tony Soprano, right? But, you know, who's really guilty at this trial? Seriously, who's really guilty at this trial? Is it Jesus? Well, is he? Is he the guilty one? Not hardly. Good grief. The charges are trumped up, purposely twisted, spun to make him look like a homegrown devil, like a Palestinian Unabomber, a Palestinian David Koresh, or a Palestinian Timothy McVeigh. But in fact, he has done nothing wrong. The governor, you heard it in the reading for tonight, Governor Pilate repeatedly says that Jesus is innocent of all the charges. See, he said, I bring him out to you that you may know that I don't find him guilty. And so too, you remember the centurion at the foot of the cross. You remember, he declared Jesus to be the Son of God. That's Matthew 27. But we knew that already. Jesus is the Holy One, the Lamb of God without blemish or defect, without sin, ever. Jesus never sinned. So I ask again, who is in the wrong here at this trial? Men. Both Jew and Gentile. Both are guilty as sin. Men are at fault for our Lord's suffering and death. There is no running from that truth. You can't dodge that. For example, Iscariot's intense regret and return of the silver blood money does not exclude him from his guilt of betraying Jesus. The Israelites cannot escape liability for handing Lamb of God Jesus over to Governor Pilate. The selection between Barabbas and Jesus is their choice, so that Pilate's decision is really their decision. They insistently scream time after time, "Away with him! Crucify Jesus! Crucify him!" And in fact, we heard tonight, they take full responsibility. His blood be on us and on our children. Pilate, he too can wash his hands until his skin shrivels like a prune or peels off. He can repeat ad nauseum, "I'm innocent of this man's blood." But it does not exempt him from giving the death sentence. The governor, in fact, released the terrorist Barabbas and then scourged Jesus, and Pilate is the one who handed him over to be crucified. So too, the soldiers are guilty. They are under Pilate's command. They mock Jesus with the purple robe, the crown of thorns, the staff, and the derisive disdain. Oh, hail, King of the Jews! It is their spit that they cough up in order to splash our Lord's face. They take home run swings, grand slam swings, with the reed staff to bash in his head. They're the ones that bend their knees in scorn and contempt. They led Jesus out to be crucified. They, the soldiers, cannot excuse themselves with, well, you know, we were just following orders, you know. Lamb of God, Jesus' trial is a miniature then of mankind's guilt. All have sinned, and you too are a sinner. You too are guilty of betrayal, denial, mockery, and sending Jesus to be crucified. Peter's story is your story. Iscariot's, Pilate's, the soldiers, and Israel's sin is also your sin. Replace their name with yours. Their actions and yours are interchangeable. The old Adamic nature, so curved in on itself, will do anything to be like God, even if it means committing, deicide. Deicide means killing God. Acts chapter 2. Listen to what this preacher said. You, with the help of wicked men, put him, Son of God Jesus, to death by nailing him to the cross. And behold, Lamb of God Jesus suffers it all. Willingly and lovingly for you, his sinners. Brothers and sisters, your salvation depends on a scandalous exchange. And what is that scandalous exchange? Lamb of God Jesus takes all of your sin with all of its guilt and all of the damnation that it has earned, and he's taken it into his body. Behold, behold the battle that Lamb of God Jesus wages for your salvation. He takes what belongs to you. He takes what belongs to you, the sinner. That which identifies and fingerprints you as a lost, bound, and accused, that totally controls your old Adamic life, namely sin, he takes it and its sting. The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. And Jesus bullishly takes away that from you, and he puts it on himself. And so I am here to tell you the magnificent good news that your sin is not yours anymore. Really? This is true. Why? Because Jesus took it. Indeed, becoming sin, 2 Corinthians 5 says, he who knew no sin was made to be sin. Jesus was declared guilty, and he got damned with all your sin. And now, since your sin is on Lamb of God Jesus, it's no longer on you. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And so be of good cheer, brothers and sisters. You are forgiven. Your sin is not counted against you. And with Lamb of God Jesus' promise of forgiveness, you have his righteousness, his innocence, his purity, and his holiness to boast in. His, not yours. This Lamb of God redemption is for you. This exchange is what you, the sinner, need to be saved, namely Jesus taking your sin, and in exchange, he giving you his righteousness. That's what you need to be saved. It's a sweet swap, a blessed exchange. Everything awful that sinners are and have, Jesus takes. Everything joyous Jesus is and has, he gives to you, his sinners. Jesus gives you his innocence as he takes your sin and the paycheck it's earned. Your salvation, then, was vividly depicted in what happens with Barabbas and Jesus. Did you notice that? The guilty one, the wicked one, Barabbas, is set free. The innocent and holy Jesus is condemned. This is no accident. It happens on purpose. Lamb of God, Jesus doesn't say, the cross? No need to worry. It was just an accident. No, Jesus took your sin and all its guilt willingly. Lamb of God, Jesus is guilty by association, bearing your sin in his body. Jesus chose to let all this happen to him to fulfill the scriptures, all done according to God's word. Jesus, brothers and sisters, Jesus desired to come and get his sinners and take away their sin. This is why he does not resist what happens to him. He suffers it. Like a sheep before the shearers is silent, so Lamb of God Jesus lays down his life for the sheep. So this Sunday, run as fast as you can to the sacrament of the altar, where Lamb of God Jesus speaks and preaches, and listen to him there, because his words do and give what they say and promise. Now my body and my blood, the crucified and risen body and blood, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. And there behold the Lamb of God who takes away not only the sin of the world, but yours. In the name of Jesus, amen.